This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Imagine entering USF's Tampa campus, walking around the 1,500 acres, touring the various buildings like the Marshall Student Center or the library, and doing it all from the comfort of your own home, whether you're in Temple Terrace or in Tokyo. Researchers at the university's Alliance for Integrated Spatial Technologies are hoping to make such a virtual campus a reality, and they're using three-dimensional laser imaging to do so.
Lots of people kind of say they have 3D campus maps.
Lori Collins is co-director of the Alliance.
But they're not true 3D with the laser scanning. They're more like models that have been drawn and created to make them appear to be 3D.
The researchers, aided by USF students and high schoolers in a USF summer science, technology, engineering, and math program, start by taking 3D laser scans of campus buildings.
We can collect data and information that's really highly accurate. Some instruments, millimeters, and some instruments, submillimetric kind of data and information.
Collins co-director, Travis Doring, says that information is then combined with high-resolution pictures.
You take about 90 photographs from exactly the same position as the scan was, so that you're capturing true color data in it. The software automatically registers the two together.
After running the scans, photos, and other information through sophisticated software, you end up with a detailed virtual map that Collins says can be used for a variety of purposes. Campus police or maintenance crews can look at the interior of a building in 3D, as opposed to a flat diagram on a piece of paper, and potential students can tour the campus online.
Well, you can do that in a 2D map, or you can go to Google Earth. But in this way, we can do total immersion. We can fly through the campus. We can take them into a building.
Those structures can also be tagged with information that augments reality.
You can come into our campus and look at the library, and through your own device, through a phone or a tablet, once we tag that spot with information, we can then view things about that building. So the building can talk to us. The building can tell us its story.
And as the real campus changes and evolves, so can the virtual one.
That's sort of the plan, is to continue to grow this. This is a living document. We're going to continue to keep working on this.
But the Alliance researchers aren't limiting their work to the USF campus. They travel to a number of sites around the world, capturing images of imperiled world heritage, historical sites facing damage from either natural factors like climate and age, or man-made ones like war and vandalism.
We work with a lot of agencies and a lot of people that are interested in how we can protect and preserve the world around us in ways that, in case we do lose something, we can always either recreate it or continue to understand it and share it.
Collins says this work allows students to see such places as Egypt, Guatemala, and Mexico without ever leaving Tampa.
Some people have spent a whole lifetime mapping archaeological sites, and we can do that in a really rapid and a really accurate and representative way. We can bring that pyramid back to a classroom here at USF.
And at the same time, improving student proficiency with these kinds of tools prepares them well for the real world.
Students are very tech savvy. They probably know more than a lot of the professors about how to engage with technology, but they may actually learn skills with these kinds of high-tech instrumentation and ways of doing things that are going to translate into real job opportunities for them when they get out of USF.
To see some of the early renderings of the researchers' 3D campus map, including a fly-through of the virtual Marshall Student Center, visit our webpage, wusf.org, and click on the University Beat link. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.